YOU. So come on in here tonight.
All right. We hope that everyone has had a blessed day today, and we praise God for each of you who are yet here and present and accounted for. And we know this is going to be a great time together because we understand clearly that our faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so we're yet excited about what God is going to do tonight through this study. We're in the third chapter of 2 Chronicles, and we're making our way right through. And so let us know that you're getting a good signal and that we're coming in clear as we prepare for this time together tonight. We had a very busy weekend this past couple of days. Is that right, Lady Kim? Mm-hmm. And so I tell you, God has been faithful, and he's yet blessing even in spite of us. And for this, we give him praise. Excellent service on yesterday and graduate recognition. And then we had our feeding program right after that. So it was a full day. And some people worked all day long on yesterday. But we praise God for him giving us the strength to do it. Isn't that right?
That's right.
All right. Well, the hour is upon us. Let us know that you're getting a clear signal, those of you who are on. We've made some adjustments to our medium in terms of getting on another platform. But we have all signals go. And so we're going to go ahead and get started tonight as we prepare for this time together. Let's have a word of prayer. God, we are extremely honored and we're grateful for your presence, and we thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence in our lives. We thank you, dear Lord, for how you bless us even in spite of ourselves. And we thank you for what you're about to do and what you've already done. And we can't help but praise you for what you will do. And so now, God, even as we have gathered on this Monday night, we pray that your blessings will be upon us as we engage in this word and in this study tonight. And we believe by faith that our faith is going to be increased as a result of us spending this time together. So we love you and we honor you. We're thankful for each person who will be a part of this time together. And we ask now that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. So we love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Well, look like everybody got a good signal coming in, Lady Kim. And we're excited about this third chapter of 2 Chronicles. But before we get there, just want to talk a little bit about what we experienced in the worship service on yesterday.
Amen. Well, can we go back a little farther and talk about briefly talk about Saturday?
Absolutely.
Because we had a wonderful workshop at church talking about the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia. And the young lady, Deja, I think her name was Wilson. She was an excellent speaker, and we had lots of questions. And so we just thank God for all the people who came out to that wonderful workshop. And then on Sunday.
Well, wait a minute. Before you move from Saturday, what did you learn? What did you experience in the workshop?
I don't have Alzheimer's or dementia. That's one thing I did learn.
Did they have a doctor there to check? You sure?
She had, she talked about the 10 signs.
Okay.
You know, some signs for Alzheimer's.
And dementia.
Yes. And so, you know, dementia is just a precursor to Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with age.
Okay.
But Alzheimer's is a disease mm-hmm. of the brain. So, yes, it was very good.
So you passed all 10 of the questions and clear? You're clear?
I'm clear. I'm not. I don't have Alzheimer's.
Were you excited to find out?
I don't have a dementia. You
okay.
know, we're just a little, I'm just doing things a little too quickly. And, you know, yeah.
So you got to slow your roll.
Slow down.
And take down.
And take time to think,
uh-huh.
you know.
Okay.
You know, so it was good.
I was not able to make it. That's why I wanted to see, because I'm sure that if there were some things that you have seen in me, you would let me know in terms of this 10 steps or the 10
Absolutely.
Things that happen.
Yeah.
Does my situation look like it's pretty clear from based upon what you had opportunity? Well, that's the wrong question.
You're good. You're good right now.
No, all right. I see where this is going.
No, you're good right now. But, you know, she gave one great example, and then we'll move on. That have you ever been watching TV, and then you say, well, I'm going to get up and go into the kitchen mm-hmm. and get a drink, you know, mm-hmm. get something to drink and come back. Mm-hmm. And then you get in the kitchen, and you forget what you came. What did I come in here for? Mm-hmm. And then you go back in to the, you know, your den or living room, and you sit down. You say, doggone it, I went to get a drink. You
so
know?
That's one of the signs?
And no, that's not a sign.
Oh,
that's just
okay.
being
okay.
forgetful. Okay. Because when you have Alzheimer's on the mild side, when you go back, you forget to retrace your steps. You go into the kitchen, and you say, you know, why am I in here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what I came in here for. Then you go back, and you sit down. But you don't remember to go back, you know, again.
And retrace your steps.
Right, retracing okay. your steps.
Okay, all right.
Or, for instance, if you lost your keys,
mm-hmm.
You know, you go in there, where are my keys? You know, you don't remember that you can go back and say, well, the last place I was in the bedroom. Let me look on the dresser mm-hmm. or whatever. You just kind of, you know, you don't even remember that you're looking for your keys.
Right. I was thinking as you were talking, and we're not going to prolong this because from all indications, the attendance as well as the presentation was excellent. And I believe she's looking to partner with some churches so that mm-hmm. we might perhaps do that in the future with her.
That's right.
And we can probably engage even more people in this whole study or mm-hmm. this whole presentation.
Absolutely right.
So that they can be aware long before they get to a place where it's almost like, I've got to do this, I've got mm-hmm. to go see somebody, but some of the preventive things that are in place and some of mm-hmm. the signs
right.
are good.
Yeah. And she talked about the mild and the moderate and the more severe cases.
Mm-hmm.
And the more severe cases, for instance, is that you have a toothbrush, mm-hmm. you put the toothpaste on the toothbrush, you know it's a brush,
okay.
but you take that toothbrush and you begin to comb your hair.
Okay, I'll be watching
that's
for that.
See you.
Okay, all right.
You know, so that's
no,
one of the,
I'm just,
you know, you don't right. know what the object uh-huh. is actually used for.
Right,
you
right.
know, or she had a lady who, I think she said took her remote
mm-hmm.
and was thought she was putting in the code to the alarm system.
Wow.
And, you know, didn't realize the next day that she had not set her alarm because mm-hmm. she kept using the remote
okay.
to try to set her alarm.
Well, you know, Lady Kim, that's great, and that's powerful information. And what we have been trying to do all of this year is provide inspiration as well as information for our congregation. And we would hope that many people will take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see things that come down in our announcements or when you hear about various things that are happening in the life of the church, it's all to build us up and all to help perfect the saints so that we'll be on point and we'll be aware and we know what we need to do long before we find ourselves in a situation where we're like in desperate mode.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And another thing she said too that I think was very important is that when you see one person with Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
then another person that you see, everybody is different.
Okay.
Everybody is on a different spectrum, just like, you know, some of the other diseases that we see. And so, one person might, for instance, she gave the example that you see some people with Alzheimer's that are bedridden.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, you know, they have it all together physically. There's nothing wrong with them physically, but mentally their mind
mm-hmm.
is, you know, not there. And then they might have some memory losses, but physically their body is deteriorating.
Okay, okay.
So lots of good things like that.
Good information. Good
yes,
information.
Wonderful information. So we're going to invite Miss Deja back again
okay.
To do another one.
And yes. I heard you invited her to church, too, right?
I did
That's
invite
great.
Her to church.
That's
and she
great.
Told me she was very excited. She said she would come, although she does have a home church,
mm-hmm.
you know, she said she would come and visit us sometime.
Okay, sounds good. All right, that was Saturday. Let's jump into Sunday, yesterday, and just tell us a little bit about what you heard in the worship experience on yesterday, as we indeed had a full day, and we started a new series, which we entitled Win the Day. Mm-hmm. We're praying that the Lord will give us the strength to, and you know, go through the summer with that, 8 weeks or whatever. But we'll see how it goes as we move through that whole process. But tell us a little bit about what you heard.
Well, you talked about, like you said, the title of your sermon was Win the Day. Mm-hmm. And it was from Philippians, the third chapter, verses 10 through 14, where it says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, mm-hmm. His suffering and death. You said that you have to, your points, I think you only got to 2 points, that you have to see the prize. You know what? My notes disappeared. You have to see the prize.
Okay.
And so one of the things you, when you talk about win the day, you have to start with today.
That's right.
You know, you need to change today. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about the past.
That's right.
We can't do anything about yesterday. If we're going to win the day, we need to start with the day that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you said that there was a winner in all of us.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
We just have to take the opportunity to tap in to our winning side. And you know what? When you were preaching, I was thinking that in order to be a winner,
mm-hmm.
you have to go for the prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us, we say we want something, but we never go after it.
Okay, okay,
you know,
that's good.
I want to be a teacher,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to go back to school.
Okay.
You know, I want a house, but you don't begin to make a budget
mm-hmm.
and stick to a budget and then save money for a down payment. Or you don't even take time to educate yourself on the best way to purchase a house.
Okay.
So the first thing we have to do, you know, is to tap in to that winning spirit, because
okay.
there's a winner in all of us.
Okay.
And then you talked about allow God to give you what is needed. We have been burdened with too much. So, When we talk about allowing God to give us what's needed, we, like I said, we have to seek out. We have to seek the winner in us,
mm-hmm.
but we also have to seek God's purpose for our life.
That's right. That's right. And that's really the starting point about seeing the prize, because We get confused oftentimes, I believe, about where we need to start.
Mm-hmm.
The starting point is with Christ, and mm-hmm. Paul was really emphasizing the fact that he wanted to know Christ in a personal way, and
mm-hmm.
it was an intimate relationship that he wanted to establish, where he would understand everything that Christ went through in order for him to understand where he's leading him.
Okay.
And so part of us really getting to know Christ is we have to put him first,
mm-hmm.
seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we get the relationships mixed up, and we go after the horizontal instead of the vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And we turn around trying to fix that,
mm-hmm.
which if we had started out with our vertical relationship with God first,
mm-hmm.
it would give us better direction in terms of what he would have for us to do. And I'm of the opinion, Lady Kim, that all of our horizontal relationships will line up when our vertical relationship is intact.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Qualise gave a good example. She said, I want to preach, but there's no study to show yourself approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one also.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else did you have?
You talked about being the greatest today.
Mm-hmm.
And focus our energy on the day right now. I think we talked about that a little
mm-hmm.
bit more. I was writing some of my notes too while I was doing that. What is my win for today?
Right.
We have to leave the past behind mm-hmm. and put our efforts into today. Mm-hmm. And we touched on that also.
Okay.
You know, not focusing on the past, but pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
So
that's
you
right.
said no man or woman or person putting their hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's God's word, because when you look back, you're focusing on what was
that's right.
and not what is and what's going to be in the future.
That's good. That's good. And that's where the enemy wants to keep us locked into our past and to keep us from experiencing what God has for us in our future.
Mm-hmm.
And I made an example of how you know when the enemy is present in your situation. He's always bringing up your past. He's always reminding you about things that happened and how people talked about you and how they criticized and how you're no good. You're not going to amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be confident in knowing that God, you're in God's camp and God is in your camp when you hear things that of affirmation and confirmation, and God speaks about our future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Bible is. It confirms in Jeremiah that he speaks about the good things that he has for us. And so the enemy wants to keep us back, but God always wants to speak into your life about what you can become, who you can be, and where you can go. And so just keep that in mind, because if you find yourself wrestling with the issue or situation and it's keep pulling you back, then you know that you have to do some prayer and fasting in order to seek God's direction so that you can come out of that. Because that's where the enemy wants to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to keep you in a place of denial and confusion. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy so that you won't be effective for the kingdom. And but God wants you to prosper. 1 John says, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." And so God speaks highly of where he wants us to go mm-hmm. and how we ought to get there if we trust him.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy certainly wants to keep us confused.
That's right.
And off track and off focus. But we have to be intentional about getting our focus back
mm-hmm.
that we might know him
right.
and the power of his resurrection.
That's right.
Who is him? Him is Christ Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
And what he did, because he overcame the power, he overcame the grave and received power with his resurrection.
Absolutely.
And so we have to be just that laser focused,
mm-hmm.
just like Christ, to be focused
that's right.
on what God would have for us. We might know his Christ's power, so we can have that same
that
resurrection
same power.
Power to get up and do what God has is calling us to do. Win this day.
That's right. That's
get up
right.
every morning with your mind.
That's it.
Focused on, I'm going to win this day.
That's right.
No matter what comes at me today,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to win this day. And when you talk about winning the day, this day,
right.
the day that, and see, sometimes you have to get up early.
Early,
you know, and put in that time
that's
for
right.
prayer and meditation.
Absolutely.
And just speak positive, encouraging things to yourself. You know, I was in the closet today, looking in my closet, and it got filled up with all kind of stuff.
Okay.
But when I went in there, that was my prayer closet. I have all these scriptures and sayings mm-hmm. on the wall.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Yeah, I said, mm-hmm. I got to get back in my prayer closet.
So you got to clear
know,
some of that stuff
I got to get that junk out of there and get back in there.
Well, that's a prime you know? Example, because many times our lives become cluttered, with so much junk till we don't get to that place that God wants us to be. And we end up missing out on what God is saying to us
mm-hmm.
and how he's trying to get our undivided attention. We have this the closet is right underneath the steps
mm-hmm.
where you go upstairs. And it's really for coats and all of that, but it's much larger.
It's deep.
It is.
It's deep. It goes in up under the stairs. So deep that I have two file cabinets
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a place where I had a little chair
right.
and that I would sit in. And I have things on the file cabinets, and I have scriptures and sayings all on the walls
mm-hmm.
in there. And so when I went in there today, I couldn't even get in there because it
all this stuff.
Put a big TV in there. You know, one of those big old TVs with the big back on it.
Is that in there?
That's in there. We need to get that thing out of there.
We're going to get that out of there. We want
some of Tiffany's junk. When she used to sell jewelry. She has a big rolling cart in there with
somebody
brochures
called somebody
and boxes. And, you know, the little, the chairs that I had came from Carter's little card table.
Mm-hmm.
Card table and chair set. Well, the table is against the wall. It's not in my way.
Okay.
But the chairs are in there. So I said, I got to get this junk out of here and get back in my prayer closet. That doesn't mean I don't pray.
Right.
I still pray.
You got another closet.
I got another closet.
Right.
My
right.
closet,
right.
My walk-in closet upstairs that I pray in. But when I don't have any wall space in
right,
there to put
right.
my scriptures and things, I just have my Bible in it. But I'm going to get back to my prayer closet.
All right.
I'm going to clean it out because I need to seize the day. I need to win the
that's
day.
Right, that's
I
right.
need to move forward positively into my day.
Every day.
By just reading those scriptures on the wall when I was in there today gave me strength and hope.
That's it. That's it. That's powerful. And Lady Kim, you're speaking into somebody's life tonight. What are some of the comments? Because that's great for us trying to understand the importance of not bringing all of that excess baggage to the table and not being cluttered with so much stuff till we can't see what's right in front of us. And we have to identify the wind and we have to set our minds and our focus on that. And I've ordered some more books because several people, I had quite a few people come up and ask about the book. So
okay.
The book will be available in the bookstore on Sunday, but it's more of a devotional type than it is a laying out of a sermon. And so I use it in my devotional mm-hmm. time and kind of set the tone so that I can get inspiration and then allow the book to be my guidance and my direction based on what I've
Amen.
Read and what I've heard.
Amen. I started to ask, did you give me a book? But right now I can't read another book.
Well,
I have four books I have to read for a class, have to have read for a class by July the 10th, and I'm just on the second one. So I got like 2.5 books I need to read before
How far
a class.
Are you now? You read one already.
I've read one, and I'm like one third of the way through the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two more to read after that.
Okay.
So I'm trying to pace myself and read one book every 4 days, and I should make it.
That's great. That's
so,
great.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
amen.
That's great.
Dr. Quali said, "Reserve hers." Okay. All
Got
right.
Got it.
All right.
All right. Well, that was just a preview, and we didn't even talk about the graduate recognition. This was probably our largest class that we've had in terms of graduations. And I tell you, we have some amazing students and some amazing young people. And I hope that when the congregation had the opportunity to see all of the potential and all of the greatness that we have at ATOP, that it inspired them, and we're looking forward to even a larger class or even just as large class next year and the year after. And so we're excited about the graduate recognition with the scholarships and assisting and helping our young people even when they leave to go off to college.
Amen. And one of the things we're going to work on too is getting our high school and younger people involved
mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm.
our service again. So we
That's
have
right.
some exciting news
coming down
up,
the path. That's right.
In a couple of weeks.
That's right. That's right.
So we're excited about it. But we'll talk more about that at the end of Bible study.
Okay. And, well, let's go ahead and get into this word because
yes.
we've spent quite a bit of time. Only about 17 verses here.
Mm-hmm.
But we did make the appeal for the bus trip to Birmingham. And now, from all indications, the bus
is filled.
Is filled.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we get another surge, then that will push us to start looking at. But we have a healthy group that's going to drive,
mm-hmm.
and some people are riding with
mm-hmm.
others. And so we have probably, what?
A little over 100 people going.
Isn't that something? Somebody
mm-hmm.
give God some praise right there. And so we're excited about that. And then my sister, she's rallying the troops in Birmingham. And so we're going to have a great time on that trip, and it will be no in-person service. That's the second Sunday in August. Go ahead and mark that on your calendar.
August the 13th.
But we will have everything streamed from the Greater Shiloh Church in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're excited about that. There goes your train, Lady Kim. But here we are now in the third chapter of Second Chronicles. And we see that when we first started out in the first chapter, that Solomon makes offering and he makes his appeal. He asked God to give him wisdom, and God blessed him beyond measure and gave him, in addition to that, all of the things that would sustain him as he's now leading the charge. And his dad has passed off of the scene. King David is gone, and Solomon is taking the leadership reign. And so he's acquired all of the resources that's necessary. And it appears that if you look at it, Lady Kim, from what we have read in First Chronicles and the first two chapters in Second Chronicles, that the temple was already well on the way.
Yes.
But now we get to the third chapter, and we see that they're just beginning to lay out the plans and the foundation for how they're going to proceed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so Solomon is in charge. He's located all of the things that's necessary to make this one of the most elaborate temples that have been built. And he's in the process now of lining up all of the things in terms of beginning the construction. Mm-hmm. And he's describing where everything is going to go and how everything is going to be in its rightful place. And so there's a lot of preparation that leads to, I guess, before building.
Mm-hmm.
That's a message right there.
Yes.
Because just like we were talking about winning the day, you have to prepare for the day ahead and win it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make sure that even before you just start going out trying to do everything, make sure you have aligned yourself with what God would have, and then you have a plan
mm-hmm.
in mind in terms of how you're going to win, mm-hmm. not all the days in this week, but just when, what's tomorrow? Tuesday, when Tuesday? And have an agenda set for what are those wins going to look like? And so this is basically what we see happening here with Solomon. Much preparation long before the building begins.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And particular specific things.
Details.
That details make the difference.
That's right.
Every
That's
time.
Right. That's
details.
Right.
Details. And you can tell when something, when time and effort and thought has been put into something
mm-hmm.
and when something has been thrown together.
That's right.
At last the last minute.
Right.
So if you mm-hmm. want to, if you want to do the excellent,
mm-hmm.
go over and above and over and beyond, then you have to plan for it.
That's right.
You have to pray and ask God to give you direction.
That's right.
For it. And then you begin to plan and plan every detail as in much detail as possible. And I promise you, as you plan the details, God will reveal more to you
Absolutely.
About what needs to be done.
And you say this all the time. It's not so much
in the knowing, but in the going.
In the going. That's
that
right.
That God makes things plain.
And sometimes we sit around, we wait for everything to just fall in our lap.
Right.
But God has said, no, you got to get up. You got to exercise your faith
right.
at this point
right.
and put things into motion. And then I will reveal more to you as I see your heart and as I have the confidence in you,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're going to trust me. And that you're going to present what I've asked you to do
mm-hmm.
in an excellent way.
Absolutely.
Because why not present it in an excellent way? Because we serve an excellent God.
Hallelujah.
And he's done so much for us. And how dare we shortchange God? But we need to, whenever we're doing something for the kingdom, whenever we're doing ministry, whenever we're leading a group, we ought to pray and seek mm-hmm. God's face. And present the very best. Don't cut.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut the corners. Don't shortchange God,
mm-hmm.
because it'll show up at a time when you least expect it to
mm-hmm.
show up. But be prepared. Be on point, and watch God open up some windows and bless you in a powerful and a mighty way.
Amen. Good to see Alex Tynes on tonight. God bless you, Alex. Doing great things out there. I'm keeping my eye on you.
That's great.
And knowing that God will continue to bless you.
Absolutely.
As you continue to go forth. Don't leave God out of your plan.
Absolutely.
Make him first.
That's it.
And everything will be all right. So we just have to keep our laser focus.
That's
like
it.
We said, win the day.
Win the
Amen.
Day.
Win Even the in day. All of our plans, we have to win the day. We have to work our plan and we have to plan our work.
That's it.
So we right. plan let our me, work and work
me,
our
let
plan.
Me, let me write these notes
We have
down.
To plan our work.
Plan our work.
And work God's plan.
All right. Plan our work.
And work God's plan. Amen.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Love you too, Alex. Come and see us sometime. Now, we talked about
what was
Solomon.
That you said, plan our work and what?
Work God's plan.
And work God's plan. I got yes. it. I'm trying to write it down.
You don't have Alzheimer's. I was just talking too fast.
That's right. That's it. Don't go there now. We can start to talk about some stuff now. You don't want to
okay.
do that. We might not get through this third chapter.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about the iPad now. So let's go. Let's move on. All right.
But I knew I lost it, and I retraced my steps. Okay.
So you opened up a whole nother little rabbit hole.
Yeah, I lost my iPad, right. I lost my iPad. I could not find it. It was missing for some days.
That's right.
For some days. But I retraced my steps. I was looking for
the house up, looking for it.
And I went to search my iPad and it showed that the iPad was at the house, but I could not find it, okay? And then Pastor went outside.
And you had left it outside.
I had left it outside on the ledge. I remember we were outside. I was outside with Carter helping him with his shoes. And I put the iPad on the little wall.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sat out there
almost a week, I thank God. I don't know if it rained on it or not.
But the cover was over.
The cover was over. But when Pastor found it, he went out there to check some things.
Right.
You know, when he found it, he brought it in. And praise God, it's still working because I'm looking
You're
at
looking
y'all.
At it right
I'm, looking
now.
At, I'm looking at you all right now.
That's right.
But thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, we digress to go
That's
on.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Good to see the birthday boy on tonight. Brother Brian had celebrated his birthday this past weekend.
Yeah, his 65th birthday. Oh, it wasn't
65. What? Who? You know he gonna have, he gonna call
you. I know
you
gonna give me in a minute. No, he wasn't 65. He wasn't nowhere near it. Praise God.
Brian, don't take that down. Don't take that sitting down.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into this third chapter of 2 Chronicles, and there's only 17 verses there. And so let's go ahead and read. You want to read half of those now, Lady Kim, and then we'll see what is happening there. And then we'll come back and close out with the remaining verses.
So we'll read what? Eight verses.
Is that a good place to stop?
I don't know, but I'll just read and we'll see. Okay.
All right.
We are in 2 Chronicles, the third chapter, starting with verse 1. So Solomon broke ground. I'm reading from the Message Bible today because it made a little more sense to me.
Okay.
So Solomon broke ground, launched construction of the house of God in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, the place where God had appeared to his father David.
Mm-hmm.
The precise site, the threshing floor of Arnah, the Jebusite, had been designed by David. He broke ground on the second day in the second month of the fourth year of his rule. These are the dimensions that Solomon set for the construction of the house of God, 90 feet long and 30 feet wide. The porch in front stretched the width of the building, that is 30 feet, and it was 30 feet high.
Okay.
The interior was gold plated. He paneled the main hall with cypress and veneer, and veneered it with fine gold engraved with palm tree and chain designs. He decorated the building with precious stones and gold from Pergamum. Everything was coated with gold veneer.
Wow.
Rafters, door frames, walls, and doors. Cherubims were engraved on the walls. He made The Holy of Holies, a cube 30 feet wide, long, and high. It was veneered with 600 talents, something over 22 tons of gold.
Wow.
The gold nails weighed 50 shekels, a little bit over a pound. The upper rooms were also veneered with gold. He made two sculptures of cherubims, gigantic angel-like figures, for the Holy of Holies.
What verse is that?
I'm on 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Holy of Holies, both veneered with gold. The combined wing spread of the side-by-side cherubim, each wing measuring 7.5 feet, stretched from wall to wall 30 feet. They stood erect facing the main hall. Verse 14, he fashioned. A stop right there?
14. Yeah, that'd be a good place, and then we can wrap it up with the latter few verses, because there's only a few more verses.
Right. Yes.
Well, go ahead and read them, and then we can come back now, and just because you just got three more verses.
Right. Uh-huh. I got a little crazy, didn't I?
No. I tried to stop you when we got around 10 and 11, but it's the Message Bible, really. It's almost like a continued story.
Yes.
And not too much breaking in mm-hmm. there.
He fashioned the curtain of violet, purple, and crimson fabric
mm-hmm.
and worked a cherubim design into it. He made two huge freestanding pillars, each 52 feet tall, their capitals extending another 7.5 feet. The top of each pillar was set off with an elaborate filigree of chains, like necklaces, from which hung 100 pomegranates.
Mm.
He placed the pillars in front of the temple, one on the right and the other on the left. The right pillar he named Jachin, or security, and the left pillar he named Boaz, mm-hmm. stability.
Okay, all right. That's 17 verses of the third chapter of 2 Chronicles. And so we see that Solomon is bearing no expense.
No expense.
And he's making sure that he puts all of the finery and all of the top of the line material.
Quality material
into the construction of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole third chapter is all about. One of the interesting things, Lady Kim, that stood out was in that first verse where it talked about how Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. And this is the same place that David, his father, went. And this is also the same place where Abraham had, over 1,100 years before this, he had offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
Wow.
That's the same Mount Moriah.
Wow.
And so it was symbolic in terms of them making sure that they kept the tradition mm-hmm. established and the people to understand from all across Israel about the significance of that place.
Mount Moriah.
That's
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yes. So I see the significance when churches are called Mount Moriah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're trying to make sure they kind of keep that, that whole thing in terms of what the Mount Moriah is
stood
all about.
For.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
And so this is a very powerful chapter, but as you can see from what Lady Kim just read, it's really given us the importance of how we need to make sure that we present God our very best, and that, we don't need to spare any expense in terms of what God requires of us, and we need to do what we can while we can and do it in a way that brings glory and honor to his name.
Amen.
And so Solomon serves as a prime example of what it means to present our best to God.
And this is just the beginning of the construction
of
the temple that they talk about here. You know, it talked about, you mentioned the location of the temple was
mm-hmm.
Mount Moriah, and the beginning of construction, that description along with the most holy place and the pillars in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it began. You know, that Holies of Holies was a complete cube,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the dimensions the same on every side, the top, the bottom, and the sides. And the Holies of Holies was the place where they put the place, the Ark of the Covenant.
That's right. That's
know,
right.
Which held the tablets
and the scrolls,
that came that Moses brought down from Mount Sinai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they talked about the cherubims also, and those cherubims were different from the cherubims that sat on top of the mercy seat.
Okay.
The mercy seat is the top cover of the Ark of the Covenant,
mm-hmm.
and it was overlaid with gold also. But the cherubims on the top of the mercy seat, they face each other
mm-hmm.
with their wings, like as it's covering, you know, the box,
okay.
or covering the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So the cherubims that were there faced in the temple were ones that faced outward, though.
Okay.
And their wings, it's talked about, you know, span from almost wall to wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference.
That was probably an amazing sight to see.
Yes, I would love to see that.
And they probably have pictures of it, you know, you could go online and find it, but being there to see all of that. And David really set the tone and set the stage for excellence, and his son followed suit, and he was well aware of what was needed in order to make sure that he gave God the very best that he possibly could.
Amen. Brother Martez, he said something a couple of times, but let me get to what he just said. He said, we must give the best of our service daily to God without shortcuts, and God will always understand and say, well done.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
That's
love
real good. Okay. Any other comments or thoughts there, Lady Kim, that you see?
Well, he also said keeping memorized scriptures near his heart helps him to maintain preparations to face whatever situations may come his way.
That's so a good way to start the day.
Absolutely.
In terms of winning the
winning
day.
Winning the day.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I think that was what he was referencing
yes.
back then with that comment. But we pretty much covered this third chapter, and there are some significant things here, but one of the most valuable lessons that we can gather from this is always trust God for strength, the strength that we need before, during, and after, and it's an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't grow weary in well-doing. We can't present God something on the front end, and then once we get in, we stop presenting him excellence throughout. So we have to be consistent. That's really consistency. And that's what God desires. And then after the assignment, we still have to stay laser focused
mm-hmm.
in terms of our desire to please him. And God honors that. And as Brother Martez said, then he will say, well done.
Well done.
That good and faithful servant. Thou mm-hmm. been faithful over a few things. Come on up now and let me make you ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
And I like the way Solomon stayed focused
mm-hmm.
on the task that he was given by his father David, you know, and as a result, he was able to complete his assignment.
That's
complete
right.
the assignment.
That's right. And so we're going to go ahead and receive any praise reports or any prayer requests at this time. We came on a little early. We have a new platform that we put in place. And so we're looking forward to this being a much better feed for us as we go forward. And so we praise God for that. For technology, it changes so rapidly. And you have to stay a top of the situation. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right.
And so we're grateful for this platform. And we praise God that each of you were able to get a good signal. And you probably can't tell the difference from just viewing it. But all of our ATOP, one ATOP TV has been transferred over to this same new platform that they've already put in place.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
excellent.
Yeah.
We did get a prayer request this afternoon. I got a prayer request from Sister Deanna Pirtle,
mm-hmm.
and she asked for prayer for her daughter London's friend.
Okay.
Her friend has a sister who was shot four times and is currently paralyzed.
Wow.
The friend's name is Nadia. So we want to lift up Nadia in our prayers. Also, and I see someone has put it here, Sister Jessica, praying for those still without power. Yes, and the storm came through, and even our grandson was affected by the storm. He was driving in the storm, and I talked to him this afternoon. He said a gust of wind came, and as he was driving, a tree fell on his car. Mm-hmm. And before he could come to a stop, part of the branch of the tree went up under the hood of the car, and the hood flipped up on the windshield.
Jesus.
So he wasn't hurt, thank God, but the car is total.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, this boy is going through cars like popsicles. You know, I think this is his, well, he hasn't even had this car 6 months, I don't think, and now it's total. So we just thank God for God sparing Dion's life. It could have ended quite differently.
That big old tree that we saw, it could have really been bad.
It wasn't a huge tree, but it wasn't a little skinny sapling either, you know, that fell on the car. But we just thank God for sparing Dion's life. We want to continue to lift up Sister Ashley Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she's still hospitalized or not. I'm sorry, Alicia Davis.
Okay.
Sister Alicia Davis. We have an Ashley Davis too, but Alicia Davis.
Mm-hmm.
We want to continue to lift up Brother James Shotwell also.
That's right. Looked like you got another request there too.
Do you see another request?
Mm-hmm. From Dr. Qualise.
Prayers for Janice Smith, her friend who's been attending. She lives in Bartlett, and she's without power.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that was a major storm, you know, that came through yesterday.
Yes.
And we're grateful and fortunate, you know, that lives have been spared. But being without power is no joke. I'm telling you, it's really puts you in a place of just trying to search and find out and hope and pray that they'll get it on. And sometimes you don't know when it's going to happen.
You never know when it's going to happen. You never know. And the meteorologist said on today that another storm just as powerful is coming Wednesday.
Wow.
So he, you know, that we never know where it's going to hit, but another storm is on the way. So we need to be prepared. We want to lift up Brother James Cato.
Absolutely.
And his family also. Thank you, Brother Norris, who experienced a severe house fire. And so they're displaced right now. We just thank God that no lives were lost. We can always replace things, but we can't replace lives.
That's right.
So we thank God for spared lives, and continue to lift up the Cato family. And A-Top, show your A-Top love.
Absolutely.
To the Cato family.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we also want to lift up our family in Birmingham as we praying for Harvey and Anthony and Sandra, all of my first cousins.
Didor.
And Van, in the loss of their mother. And that funeral is going to be this Thursday down in Birmingham. And that was my dad's brother's wife,
mm-hmm.
and that passed this past week. And so we want to keep them lifted in our prayers.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. If none others, any others?
The hour was a little early, Lady Kim, but let's just go ahead and close out with prayer at this time and just thank God for the opportunity that he's afforded us to study his word. And on next week, you can go ahead and get ready. We might try to knock out both of these chapters, chapter 4 and 5. They're very short. One is 18 verses and the other one is 14. And we'll see how that goes as we move forward in terms of this study in 2 Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
So just go ahead and read ahead the 4th and 5th chapters for next week, and thank each of you, because next week is going to be a holiday weekend.
Well, yes, we guess it's going to be a holiday weekend. The 4th of July is on Tuesday this year,
mm-hmm.
and so it's very close to the holiday weekend. So the holiday week. So
right.
A lot of people will be
traveling,
celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will be off on Monday because the 4th is on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We did want to lift up also some upcoming activities before we pray. We will have new members class. So all of our new members, prepare for new members class July the 8th.
That's right.
July the 8th. And it's going to be combined with our leadership meeting.
Absolutely.
On July the 8th. So we want all of our leaders to be on point for the leadership meeting. We're going to go through some of our new members material. This will be a good refresher.
Absolutely.
For our leaders, because we have revised our new members class. And the Institute for Leadership Training, those who are involved with that,
mm-hmm.
it'll be our third class.
That'll be
the third class, and then the workshop will follow that next week.
So no class this Thursday.
No class this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the, I think because of the holiday weekend,
right.
We said no class this Thursday, but we're going to push it to the 8th, July the 8th. And then the workshop for Institute for Leadership Training will be on the 15th. But another exciting thing that we have coming up, and that'll be on Sunday, July 9th, following service.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new performing arts director.
That's right.
So the director for youth performing arts.
Youth
and young adult.
Absolutely.
Performing arts. And so we want all of our young people, children, youth, teens, young adults, to come out and meet our new director for the performing arts on Sunday following service, July the 9th. So have your parents, come with your kids, stay after church, so you can meet our new person who is coming on board. We're excited.
Absolutely.
About what's going to happen in the future.
And this is not our youth ministry coordinator.
No.
This is our performing arts coordinator for the youth and young adults.
Right.
So her primary focus will be on galvanizing all of our young people and making sure that the platform is available for the performing arts and the various things that go along with that, as well as participating in our worship experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have quite a few young people that are eager and ready to just get involved. I think this is going to be an exciting time for what will happen,
mm-hmm.
when we bring her on and get acclimated to the process.
Amen. Sister Theron, add young adults to that also.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I just said children, youth, and teens. Young adults could be put in that. We have some students at our church that have graduated from college,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for things to do.
Right.
So we need to get them active and acclimated into our ministry.
Okay.
So, yes. All right.
All right.
All right. So let us go to God in prayer as mm-hmm. we close on tonight. We're going to lift up the prayer concerns in our prayers. And we just thank God that each of you were able to join on tonight. God, we thank you tonight. We bless you and we honor you, for you alone are worthy to be praised. God, we lift up those who are in the hospitals, God. Even the ATOP members, oh God, who are in the hospital.
Yes, God.
And others. We lift up Sister Alicia Davis to you, God. Heal her body as only you can. We continue to lift up Brother James Shotwell. Strengthen him, God, where he's weak. Build him up where he's torn down, so that he might leave that rehabilitation facility stronger and better than before.
Thank you, God.
We lift up Sister Nadia to you, God. We ask, oh God, that you would just spare her life, God. Allow her to come out of this situation better than she was before. Give her clarity of vision on what it is she's supposed to do and who she's supposed to be around. And we know, oh God, that sometimes as young people we get off track, but
mm-hmm.
we ask, oh God, that you would give her laser focus.
Thank you,
so
God.
That she might win the day. We pray for those, oh God, who are bereaved on today, God. We lift up the Murray family and the loss of Catherine Murray. We ask that you would comfort the family today, God.
Thank you, God.
Comfort her children today and comfort, oh God, her extended family members. We lift up Brother James Cato to you, God. Restore unto him and his family what he lost, oh God, and continue to make provisions for them in a special way.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for sparing the life of Dion, God, as the tree fell on his vehicle, God. We ask, oh God, that those that are without power, that the power is restored quickly, oh God.
Thank you, God.
And we pray, we know that storms arise, oh God. They come and they go. We pray, oh God, that the impending storm that they are predicting, oh God, have no effect on the city of Memphis and its surrounding areas. So we thank you, God. Watch over us and protect us, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. We love you, God. We bless you, God. Those who will be traveling for the holiday weekend, we continue to ask your grace and traveling mercies to be upon them all. We love you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This do your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, we hope you have a fantastic rest of the evening. And don't forget now, win the day.
Win the day. Bye, everybody.
Be blessed.
Love you guys.